from Jakarta. RRI World Service Voice of Indonesia in English program. RRI World Service Voice of Indonesia presents news, actual information, as well as entertainment from Indonesia. You can listen to our broadcast via shortwave on 9525 kilohertz. You can listen to our program at www.voinews.id. RRI World Service Voice of Indonesia. Informing, connecting, dignifying. Hello, listener. Welcome back to English Bulletin over RRI World Service Voice of Indonesia in Jakarta. Stand by now for the news.
RRI World Service Voice of Indonesia with the news. This is Ania Sana with the news. First, the headlines. The 35th United Nations International Council of Women General Assembly and the National Meeting of 1,000 Indonesian Women's Organizations kick off. ASEAN becomes the machine of the world economy in the 21st century. And other news in detail. The 35th United Nations International Council of Women ICW General Assembly and the National Meeting of 1,000 Indonesian Women's Organizations in Yogyakarta kicked off on Thursday, September 14, 2018, among others listening to the speech of ICW President Jun Hook Kim, Chairwoman of Indonesian Women Congress Koani Giwo Rubianto Wiyogo, and Indonesian Minister of State-Owned Enterprises Rini Sumarno. President of ICW hopes that in the future they will participate more in the economic activities. Therefore, ICW is expected to encourage women to have wider access to economic development.
Empowered women can bring about transformative changes in society to make the world far better for our next generation. For now, only about half of women globally participate in economic activities. Only 17 nations in today's world are led by women.
Indonesian Minister of State-Owned Enterprises Rini Sumarno said that women play a great role in encouraging economic growth in countries in the world.
That one of the most important factors that drives the economic growth is the empowerment role of women. World Bank research shows that women's business ownership ratio in Indonesia are higher than the average world, especially for small, medium, and micro enterprises. Data from International Labour Organization has shown an increase in the ratio of female workforce participation rates in Indonesia from 35% in 1990 to 38% in 2017.
On that occasion, the manager of the Indonesian Record Museum handed the award to the chairwoman of the Indonesian Women Congress for the achievement of inviting the most women's organizations and Minister Rini Sumarno as an Indonesian female figure. Indonesian Minister of State-Owned Enterprises Rini Sumarno delivered her remarks before the participants of the 35th General Assembly of the United Nations International Council of Women, or UNICW, and the national gatherings of 1,000 Indonesian Women's Organization in Yogyakarta Thursday, September 13, 2018. On this occasion, Rini mentioned that women are the supporters of various development programs in Indonesia, including in state-owned enterprises as one of the national development agencies. Rini stated that her side would continue to provide space for women with their achievements to contribute to state-owned enterprises. Therefore, she wants women to occupy important positions such as directors in its state-owned enterprises. We also see and target female talents and encourage them. We also encourage that in each company there is also a representation of women. Of course, the directors. I hope there is at least one woman among them. Furthermore, in addition to providing space for women to contribute in state-owned enterprises, Rini said that her ministry also encouraged various state-owned enterprises programs that had been implemented aiming at improving women's ability, especially in the business sector. The program includes community business credit, state-owned enterprises' creative house and fostering a prosperous family economy. The series of the 35th World Women's Council General Session began with the ICW Board of Directors meeting on September 11 to 12, 2018. The opening of the 35th ICW General Session on September 13, 2018. The National Meeting of 1,000 Women's Organizations on September 13 and 14, 2018. British Ambassador to Indonesia and Timor-Leste, Muazzam Malik, said the Southeast Asian regions, or ASEAN, is the engine of the world's economy in the 21st century. The reason is that last year, the economic growth in the region was around 5.2%. Therefore, the United Kingdom, or UK, wants relationship with ASEAN, a community that houses countries in the Southeast Asia region, can be deepened. During the recent UK-ASEAN leadership meeting in Jakarta, Muazzam Malik said the future of the economy was not only talking about India and China, but also ASEAN. Furthermore, Muazzam Malik believes that ASEAN's economic potential in the future is based on several elements, including the population, which is very large, and the level of economic growth, which is good. Therefore, to strengthen the cooperation between the United Kingdom and ASEAN, Muazzam invited young Southeast Asian leaders to discuss in the UK-ASEAN Leadership Program. The UK-ASEAN Leadership Program is one of the activities carried out by the British government in collaboration with the international non-profit organization from Singapore, common purpose to produce cross-border leaders. On similar occasion, British Ambassador to Indonesia and Timor-Leste Muazzam Malik said that his side would continue to strive to strengthen cooperation between Britain and ASEAN, including Indonesia as the largest country in the region. Therefore, Muazzam Malik invited young Southeast Asian leaders to discuss in the UK-ASEAN Leadership Program, which took place in Jakarta recently. Before discussing with Muazzam Malik, the young leaders held meetings with a number of parties in Jakarta and learned how to develop smart cities. During the discussion, Muazzam Malik told the media crew that the young leaders were learning about the role of technology to realize a smart city that could improve the quality of life and the welfare of its people.
So it's a group of people from all of the 10 ASEAN countries. They spent the day together yesterday in conference. They are spending 3 days now doing various discussions with various Indonesian actors, with banks, with NGOs, with think tanks. At the end of the week, they will come together. And their theme, as you know, is around smart cities, to understand how technology can be used to connect citizens with services and to improve quality of life and improve welfare and well-being. It's a very important challenge because the future of the ASEAN region is increasingly urban. And so for the urban area to succeed, for urban conurbations to succeed, we've got a technology to raise living standards.
Muazzam Malik further said to realize a smart city needs concrete cooperation among cities in the world to know and learn the increasingly complex challenges and problems of the city. He then gave an example of the cooperation carried out by Surabaya City in East Java with Liverpool in England. The collaboration carried out by the two cities includes the development of creative economy, port management, smart city development, and capacity building of human resources. According to Muazzam Malik, Surabaya learned a lot and learned lessons from the experience of Liverpool using technology in managing traffic, disasters, and ports. This news comes to you over Airable Service Voice of Indonesia in Jakarta. Before the participants of the regional governments meeting of the Asia-Pacific region, United Cities and Local Governments Asia-Pacific UCLG ASPEC in Surabaya, East Java, Thursday, September 13, 2018, Surabaya Mayor Tri Risma Hari Ini conveyed the city government's efforts to address climate change. According to Risma, Surabaya Municipality Government, among others, built parks and urban forests. Risma admitted that every year she builds 10 to 20 parks at various corners of Surabaya. In addition, the city government also builds 2 urban forest locations and 10 to 15 sports fields. According to Risma, all of these are forms of innovation development in accordance with the global context.
Dari CLG
From UCLG, Europe also said that they already knew about what had been done in Surabaya. But we can't just know this, but we really have to do it to make Surabaya safe, because Surabaya is only 5 meters above sea level. Meanwhile, Pablo Gandara, manager of the International Urban Cooperation IUC Asia, said there are many targets to be realized together with the world countries to deal with climate change, including how to reduce the energy consumption in Asia by 27% in 2030. The United Cities and Local Governments Asia-Pacific Congress is held from 12 to 15 September 2018 in Surabaya, East Java. Indonesian Ministry of State-Owned Enterprises is committed to providing support to increase exports of domestic manufacturing products. One of them is the export of aircraft manufactured by PT Dirgantara Indonesia, or PTDI. It was recently stated by Deputy for Mining, Strategic Industry and Media Department of the Ministry, Fajar Hari Sampurno, when visiting the Rotary Wing Hangar, Production Area 2 of PT Dirgantara Indonesia, PTDI, Bandung in West Java, in a series of activities to commemorate the anniversary and awarding day of the company. According to Fajar, exports of aircraft made by PT Dirgantara Indonesia contributed large amounts of foreign exchange to the country. He explained that the foreign exchange generated by the export of 3 NC-212 aircraft made by PT Dirgantara Indonesia to Vietnam was the same as the export of 200,000 tons of coal or 1,000 cars. Furthermore, Fajar said that Indonesian government through the Ministry of State-Owned Enterprises will continue to support PT Dirgantara Indonesia to continue and improve its work domestically and abroad, so PT Dirgantara Indonesia can continue to contribute more to the economic growth, especially when Indonesia is experiencing a weakening of the rupiah. Therefore, PT Dirgantara Indonesia was encouraged to continue to increase export sales. In the long run, it is also hoped that PT Dirgantara Indonesia will also continue to improve its production competitiveness so that it can continue to expand its wings, not only in Asian countries but also in European, American and African countries. The Indonesian government continues to encourage PT Dirgantara Indonesia to continue to renew and improve the capacity and capabilities of human resources. In addition, the design and manufacture of aircraft in the country will ultimately also encourage the value of the domestic content level through the empowerment of local industries. And the last item, Indonesian Minister of Agrarian and Spatial Planning, head of the National Land Agency Sofian Jalil on Thursday in Jakarta expressed the commitment of the Indonesian government to continue to improve its cooperative relations with Mexico. He said this when delivering his remarks at the 208th Mexican Independence Day celebrations and at the same time commemorating the 65th anniversary of diplomatic relations between Indonesia and Mexico. Minister Sofian Jalil said that although good relations between the two countries had been running for 65 years, there was also still plenty of room to be used to continue to expand cooperation between the two countries, especially in the economic sector and people-to-people contact.
In the past 65 years, our bilateral relationship has been characterized by deep understanding and mutual respect. We have learned the importance of bringing our people closer in enhancing the excellent cooperation that has been established for years. America, Ambassador, please be assured that the government of Indonesia is committed to working together to further strengthen our cordial relation for the prosperity of our people.
Furthermore, Minister Sofian Jalil said that the Indonesian government also appreciated the good relations between Indonesia and Mexico, which are active in various international fora. According to him, Indonesia and Mexico always work together in the bilateral, regional, and multilateral framework. Sofian Jalil explained that this relationship was based on the same interests shared by the two countries in the form of hospitality and adherence to family values. Until 2017, the trade value between Indonesia and Mexico reached $1.2 billion. This number increased by 21.5% compared to the previous year. And listener, to end the news, here are the headlines once again. The 35th United Nations International Council of Women General Assembly and the National Meeting of 1,000 Indonesian Women's Organizations kickoff. Minister of State-Owned Enterprises strives for more women leaders in state-owned enterprises. ASEAN becomes the machine of the world economy in the 21st century. And listener, that's the news. Commentary. Comments on actual national and international issues from RRI World Service, Voice of Indonesia.
Hello, listener. Nice to be with you again in our regular program, Commentary. The title of today's commentary is Asian Economic Forums. Two international economic forums have just been held almost at the same time. The first forum is the Eastern Economic Forum, EEF, with Russian sponsor, which was held on Tuesday, 11 September 2018 in Vladivostok, Russia. Another forum is the World Economic Forum, WEF, on ASEAN, held in Hanoi, Vietnam, 12 September 2018. Although held almost at the same time, the two forums did not necessarily address the same issue. The World Economic Forum on ASEAN themed ASEAN 4.0, Entrepreneurship and the Port Industrial Revolution, whereas the Eastern Economic Forum, EEF, held in Vladivostok, became an antithesis of the U.S. policy towards China and Russia. The WEF Forum in Hanoi is a good opportunity for ASEAN member countries to develop partnerships with partners and attract the attention and investment of international companies. Another thing to be achieved is access to new ideas and trends that occur in the region and in the world. On the contrary, the EEF emphasized integration to overcome the economic pressures imposed by the United States on China and Russia. Russian President Vladimir Putin and China's President Xi Jinping agreed to increase trade by using their own currencies rather than the US dollar. Russia has been carrying out this forum since 2015 to bring Russia's eastern region closer to the rapidly growing East Asia. Russia needs to seek new opportunities after the sanctions imposed by the U.S. and European Union since Russia's occupation of the Crimean Peninsula in Ukraine in 2014. China's President Xi Jinping was present for the first time at this Eastern Economic Forum. In addition to economic relations, China and Russia were also involved in joint military exercises almost at the same time. The implementation of these two forums is an indication that Southeast and East Asia have become the driving force of the world economy. The dynamics of development in the region should be maintained to reduce the level of conflict like on the Korean Peninsula, Japan's relation with Russia over the islands in northern Japan, China's trade war with the USA. This is all a challenge for Asian countries to cooperate. If the growth in Asia stagnates, this will affect the growth of the world economy. Well, listener, that was commentary read by Rahmana. Thanks for listening.
Today in History, presenting you historical facts of the day.
Listener, this is RRI World Service Voice of Indonesia with Today in History, a regular segment which brings back people and events from this date in the past as recorded in history. We start with an event which occurred on September 14, 1908, the establishment of Balai Pustaka. Balai Pustaka is a state-owned publishing and printing company. Balai Pustaka was established under the name Komisi for de Volkslectuur, for people's reading by the Dutch East India's government on September 14, 1908. Komisi for de Volkslectuur later changed to Balai Pustaka on September 22, 1917. Balai Pustaka published approximately 350 titles per year, which included dictionaries, reference books, skills, literature, social, politic, religion, economy, and counseling. The purpose of the establishment of Balai Pustaka to develop the main local languages in the Dutch East Indies. These languages are Javanese, Sundanese, Malay, and Madurese. Next Turn is an event which occurred on September 14, 2018, the establishment of Organization of the Petroleum Exporting Countries. The Organization of Petroleum Exporting Countries, OPEC, is an organization that was established to negotiate issues regarding production, prices, and rights of petroleum concessions with oil companies. OPEC was established on September 14, 1960 in Baghdad, Iraq. At that time, the organization members were only five countries, namely Iran, Iraq, Kuwait, Saudi Arabia, and Venezuela. Since 1965, the OPEC headquarters is located in Vienna, Austria, until nowadays. We end today's edition of Today in History with an event which occurred on September 14, 1999. Kiribati joined the United Nations. Republic of Kiribati is an archipelagic country located in the Pacific Ocean. 33 of the country's atolls are spread along 3,500 square kilometers near the equator. Kiribati was inhabited by Micronesian ethnic group who spoke the Oceanic language before making contact with Europeans. These islands were named the Gilbert Islands in 1820 by an Estonian admiral, Adam von Krusenstern, and a French captain, Louis de Parry, taken from the name Thomas Gilbert, who crossed the islands in 1788. In 1892, the Gilbert Islands became a British protectorate, along with the adjacent Ellis Islands. In 1943, the Battle of Tarawa took place in the capital of Kiribati on Tarawa Island. In 1978, the Ellis Islands became an independent country called Tuvalu, and Kiribati became independent on July 12, 1979. After the independence of Kiribati, the United States withdrew all claims against the island and all the islands in the Line Islands, which later became the territory of Kiribati. On September 14, 1999, the Republic of Kiribati joined the United Nations. Listener, that was Today in History.
Indonesia in economy, international politics, sports, environment, and Pancasila, only on Indonesiaku, My Indonesia.
Welcome back to My Indonesia. Today we'll bring you the title about Indonesia and South Korea agree on a business worth 81.7 trillion rupiah. Indonesian President Joko Widodo targeted that the trade value of Indonesia-South Korea can reach $30 billion in 2022. This was conveyed by President Joko Widodo while attending a press conference with South Korean President Moon Jae-in at the Blue House Presidential Palace in Seoul, South Korea, on Monday, September 10. The agreement was obtained during President Joko Widodo's visit to South Korea on September 10 and 11. During the visit, which marked the establishment of 45 years of diplomatic relations between the two countries, there was also reached a business agreement worth $6.2 billion, or around 81.7 trillion rupiah. It was a reciprocal visit of South Korean president to Indonesia in November last year. President Joko Widodo in the press statement said, "Amid a lot of world uncertainty, Indonesia and South Korea were able to establish stronger relations. Indonesian trade in 2017 rose 20%. President Joko Widodo said he was impressed to see the enthusiasm of South Korean businessmen and investors in increasing economic cooperation with Indonesia, which showed a high level of trust from the South Korean business world to Indonesia. During his visit, President Joko Widodo also met South Korean manufacturing entrepreneurs. At least four giant South Korean companies were met by President Joko Widodo. They were CJ Group Chairman Lee Jae-hoon, Lotte Group Vice Chairman Hwang Ka-kyu, POSCO Chief Executive Officer Oh Jong-kun, and Hyundai Group Vice Chairman Jung Eun-sun. Manufacturing sector actually becomes main investment field of South Korea in Indonesia so far. South Korean shoe and garment factories in Indonesia have been employed more than 900,000 Indonesian workers. Korean companies also become great investors in basic industrial sectors such as steel and chemical sectors in Indonesia. On the occasion, President Joko Widodo said, "In the digital era and social media nowadays, the sectors that need to be developed for cooperation are financial, property, tourism, and lifestyle sectors, as well as creative industry." In total, there were 15 memorandum of understanding signed by companies and institutions of the governments of Indonesia and South Korea during President Joko Widodo's visit to South Korea. Six of them are memorandum of understanding between government agencies covering immigration, economy, human resource management, cooperation between the Indonesian Cabinet Secretariat and the South Korean Legislation Ministry, maritime security, and 4.0 industry. Meanwhile, in a joint press statement, Korean President Moon Jae-in specifically appreciated the Indonesian government's effort in supporting the realization of peace on the Korean Peninsula. The president hoped much more things from Indonesia as a non-permanent member of the UN Security Council to seek peace on the Korean Peninsula and other part of the world continuously. That was My Indonesia.
This is Ania Sana with News in Brief. The 35th United Nations International Council of Women General Assembly and the National Meeting of 1,000 Indonesian Women's Organizations kick off in Yogyakarta on Thursday, September 13, 2018, among others listening to the speech of ICW President Jun Hock Kim, Chairwoman of Indonesian Women Congress Kowani Giwo Rubianto Wiyogo, and Indonesian Minister of State-Owned Enterprises Rini Sumarno. Indonesian Minister of State-Owned Enterprises Rini Sumarno delivered her remarks before the participants of the 35th General Assembly of United Nations International Council of Women UNICW and the national gatherings of 1,000 Indonesian Women's Organizations in Yogyakarta Thursday, September 13, 2018. British Ambassador to Indonesia and Timor-Leste Muazzam Malik said the Southeast Asian region, or ASEAN, is the engine for the world's economy in the 21st century. British Ambassador to Indonesia and Timor-Leste Muazzam Malik said that his side would continue to strive to strengthen cooperation between Britain and ASEAN, including Indonesia, as the largest country in the region. before the participants of the regional government meeting of the Asia-Pacific region, United Cities and Local Governments Asia-Pacific, UCLG ASPAC, in Surabaya Thursday, September 13, 2018, Surabaya Mayor Tri Risma Hari Ini conveyed the city government's efforts to address climate change. Indonesian Ministry of State-Owned Enterprises is committed to providing support to increase exports of domestic manufacturing products. And the last item, Indonesian Minister of Agrarian and Special Planning, head of the National Land Agency, Sofian Jalil, Thursday in Jakarta expressed the commitment of the Indonesian government to continue to improve its cooperative relations with Mexico. And listener, that's News in Brief.
RRI World Service, Voice of Indonesia.
Let's listen to various information of Indonesian arts and culture in a daily segment of Indonesian Wonder.
Hello listener, welcome back to the regular Indonesian Wonder, a daily segment featuring tourism, culinary art, fine art and culture from various regions across Indonesia. Today we'll introduce you to a tradition of Mamyang Bagas from North Sumatra. Stay tuned. Listener, there is a unique tradition which is preserved by the local people of Aik Banir Village, Panyabungan Sub-District, Mandailing Natal Regency, North Sumatra, until nowadays. They have a tradition of angkat rumah or bringing wooden home together in Mandailing language called Mamyang Bagas. For the local residents who want to move their homes, will be helped by many people voluntarily. The house building is quite heavy. It can be more than 100 kilograms. The distance is also quite far from the previous location to the new location. This hereditary tradition is continuously done as the characteristic of mutual cooperation among people. Listener, the activity of Mamyang Bagas is usually started by invitation from owner of the home to decide the date of the activity. At the meeting, the youth are gathered. On the specified date, some bamboos that are prepared then tied up to the pillars of the home, while the roads to the new location of the house are also clean and secured. By one shout of command, the stilt home start to be lifted from a surface of the land and move. Listener, residents have to shoulder the wooden home together. Sometimes they repeatedly drop the home due to the extremely heavy. To arrive the destination area, it can take some more hours. The sounds of residents heard for many times make the atmosphere crowded and enlivened and get the spirit. Finally, the steel home can move to the new location. After the home has been moved to the new location, the activity continues by conducting Thanksgiving. Thanksgiving ceremony is aimed to save from calamity and disaster. Tradition of Mamyang Bagas then ended by eating together as a form of togetherness for residents. Eating together is a grateful expression from the owner to all residents for their time and participation to move the home. Listener, that was Indonesian Wonder for today's edition about tradition of Mamyang Bagas. We will meet again with other topics in the next edition of Indonesian Wonder. Goodbye for now.
Mr. Lenny.
Mr. Lenny on Indonesia, a segment featuring various actual information.
Hello, listener Voice of Indonesia. It's nice to meet you again in our daily program, Mr. Lenny. Today, I will present a topic entitled Momo, a mascot of Asian Para Games 2018. Stay tuned. Listener, after successfully holding the Asian Games 2018, Indonesia is preparing to hold the Asian Para Games in Jakarta on October 6 to 13. Just like the Asian Games 2018, the Asian Para Games 2018 also has its own mascot. The Asian community has become acquainted with the three Asian Games 2018 mascot, namely Bin Bin, the Bird of Paradise, Atung, the Bawean Deer, and Kaka, the one-horned rhinoceros. These three mascots have successfully attracted the hearts of the Asian Games people and guests so that their trinkets were sold out. In Asian Para Games, there is only one mascot, namely Momo. Momo is a bold eagle. The name Momo itself stands for motivation and mobility, which means that people must continue to advance and adapt easily to the times. Bald Eagle is chosen because it was the mascot of Jakarta, where the Asian Games 2018 was held. Bald Eagle is known as a strong and brave bird. What is unique and interesting from Momo is that the Asian Para Games is held in Jakarta. It wears a traditional Jakarta clothing belt. Someone who uses this belt is considered a hero in society. Listener, the Asian Para Games 2018 will be opened by President Joko Widodo on October 6, 2018 at the Gelora Bung Karno Main Stadium, Jakarta. Chairperson of Indonesian Asian Para Games 2018 Organizing Committee, Inap Gok, Raja Sapta Oktohari said, "The opening of Asian Para Games 2018 is expected as exciting as the Asian Games 2018. Asian Para Games 2018 will contest 18 sports: archery, running, badminton, goalball, chess, cycling, judo, shooting, swimming, table tennis, fencing, volleyball, and basketball. The Asian Para Games will be participated by 41 National Olympic Games with a total of 2,800 athletes, 1,800 officials, and covered by 500 media, both at home and abroad. Well, listener, that was miscellany for today with the topic Momo, the mascot of Asian Para Games 2018. I'm Nuka Kusumawati. Thank you for listening, and I'll see you on the next miscellany.
We'll meet again tomorrow with another miscellany on Indonesia.
Music Corner, presenting various kinds of Indonesian music and songs from the Voice of Indonesia.
Hello, listeners of RRI World Service, Voice of Indonesia, wherever you are. Welcome back in Music Corner, a musical segment which introduces you some songs from North Maluku. Stay with us, RRI World Service, Voice of Indonesia, which can be heard through live streaming at www.voinews.id or application RRI Play. Listeners, let's listen to Hela Rotane sung by Tania.
Putus, rapputus, rapputus, kujung.
Listeners, you have just listened to the first song entitled Helloro Tane, sung by Tania. The cheerful song is known not only by Maluku people, but also by Indonesia people in general. In addition, the song is often sung in regional and national events. Helloro Tane is even sung in international events. The song tells about traditional game, namely Helloro Tane. In other regions, the game is called Tarik Tambang, or in English means tug of war. Hela means to pull, and ratan, as a chain of the rope, is tool for the competition. If other regions use rope, Maluku people use ratan. This was certainly influenced by the community in the past. Listeners, let's listen to Halmahera sung by Soraya Kamarullah.
Thank you.
listeners, you are just listened to the second song entitled Halmahera. The song tells about Halmahera, which is the biggest island in Maluku. Different from the previous song, which has cheerful rhythm, the Halmahera song has ballad rhythm. The influence of music and Malay rhythm is heard quite thick in the song. In daily life, people of North Maluku use Malay of North Maluku language or Ternate Malay language, which is also used in the songs. At area of Sula Island, the community uses Sula Malay language, which is similar with Ambon Malay language, but its structure still flows North Maluku language. Listeners, Ternate City is a city on Ternate Island, which is located on the slope of Mount Galama. The song, which is sung by Narwe, will tell about Ternate City. To conclude our segment Music Corner for today, we will play the last song entitled Banau, sung by Dewi Usman. Thank you for listening.
Janji sampai hari tua air mata tak
janji sampai hari tua air mata tak tumpah.
Selamat datang,
selamat datang, selamat datang di kota Ternate. Janji sampai hari tua air mata tak tumpah.
Orang ingat
mama berjanji,
janji sampai hari tua
air mata
tak tumpah. Oh, siom mama
RRI World Service, Voice of Indonesia.
Thank you. Thank you for listening to English program from RRI World Service, Voice of Indonesia. Stay tuned on 9525 kHz. You can also tune at voinews.id. Send your criticism and suggestions to RRI World Service Voice of Indonesia, RRI Building, 4th Floor, Jalan Medan Merdeka Barat, No. 4 and 5, Jakarta. PO Box 1157, Jakarta 10110, Indonesia. You can also join us on Facebook, The Voice of Indonesia, and Twitter at VOI Indonesia. Our Instagram, voice_of_Indonesia. RRI World Service, Voice of Indonesia. Informing, connecting, dignifying.